This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. More on the Cavaliers to come later in the show. And coming up at 5:20, we'll get back to the Jeremy Fowler, Kevin Stefanski report. It is a report, right? It feels
heavy-handed. It's not even really a report. He was just him writing in his notes column, essentially, his mailbag.
But I mean, saying that, you know, it's a name that comes up a lot in coaching circles. I don't know.
You can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it either this is him just carrying water for Stefanski and helping him out because he's somebody that he's used for sources in the past, or you can look at it of him being like, this is just obviously how I see this going with the coaches this offseason.
Could also be both. Not to be the guy that's like, it could be both.
No, it could be both. Yeah, definitely could be. Yeah.
Now, we got Ohio State, Indiana. We've got Alabama, Georgia. We got one heck of a weekend in college football. And Thursdays at 4:20 means we're going to talk it with Pete Futek, college football news here on the Fan Hotline. Pete, welcome to the show, buddy.
So I'm guessing, is everything right with the world now? Like, it's after years of going through this with everyone, like, this Michigan game at the end of the day, just another game. And sub question, what deep down, what percent part of you, you're not going to admit this on the air,
12,
what part of you really kind of wanted Michigan to win this just for your own professional purposes?
Pete, we don't get enough, honestly, we don't get enough content out of Ohio State for us to even like
do
that.
If we were in Columbus, maybe.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now,
so that wouldn't have made your life easier or better.
If anything, I enjoyed the hell out of Saturday. And that my only thing, Ryan Day's big win with humility trip, which is the right classy thing to do, by the way. In the moment, I was mad at him because I was like, get two or three more scores because you sure as hell could have done it in that fourth quarter.
Well, and I like the fact that, you know, if Michigan had defended the M in the middle of the field as hard as it, you know, did, if it did that against the Ohio State offense, it might have won. I mean, look, if you really wanted to, you know, win with no respect, you don't plant the flag. You just have sex on the M in the middle of the field, just like everyone else does. You know, so Pete, have you done that? Because I have yet to do that.
And I haven't even done that at, like, Toledo Stadium, and I went to BG. am I missing out here?
Apparently so. I didn't go to Michigan, but I've heard stories.
What about Wisconsin? I know you're a Camp Randall guy.
Yeah.
You do it on the Badger?
I did not.
I will not
go further on that because, yeah. But anyway.
What about in the end zone? That would be apropos.
It's a little too on the nose. I did this disrespectful thing. My first house party in Madison, I did pee on the Camp Randall arch, you know, on a house party there. So there's that.
That's why you guys haven't won a national championship since then.
Oh, that and the fact that they're Wisconsin. When I was there, they didn't go to a bowl game or the NCAA tournament the entire time I was there. They got good after I left. So
the curse of Futek's whiz is, I believe, what they called it.
Mm. Oh, actually, I did get Don Morton fired by doing that. So there's that.
Look at that. What a win.
How did you get him fired?
No, just by, you know, the curse of me.
Oh, okay. I genuinely thought, I was like, they came down and was like, this is just, we can't have this. Not on your watch, Morton.
I did meet Barry Alvarez, though, when he first came in. I was this 18-year-old college student reporter, and somehow I got the question. I asked him, I freaked out about what to say, and I asked him about the, you know, the great, how does it feel to be around the great Wisconsin tradition? And he gave me a smell the fart face and looked at me as like, son, I just came from Notre Dame. We won the national championship. The Wisconsin program tradition don't mean bleep. Yeah, I was like, okay then. Thank you, coach.
Pete, all right, so we had Joshua Perry on, former Ohio State player, you know, does NBC Sports now, and his setup for this game, the Big Ten title game, it was basically he thinks Mendoza's overrated, and he feels like Indiana's run game is heavily underrated. Is that how you see it as well?
Kind of. It's a scheme. You know, the scheme works talent-wise. You know, they're not even close to Ohio State, and Ohio State should win this methodically, but here's the thing. It kind of gets blown off nationally, including Michigan. Where's the really good win by Ohio State since, like, I don't know, at Washington, but not really in September, or Texas in August? They haven't actually, you know, again, you know, it's Michigan. Obviously, it's a great win. You win at Michigan, no question about it. You needed this. It goes beyond just X's and O's and teams. A great win, great win, great win. But they did get housed also by Oklahoma and USC. So it's, you know, Michigan's not an elite, one of the elite Big Ten teams this year. So how good is Ohio State? They haven't exactly been fully stress tested. I do think they win easily, kind of, but more methodical, nothing sensational. I think the spread is kind of ridiculous. But the real question here, I mean, it's beyond the X's and O's, beyond, you know, who's going to win and running game, all that kind of stuff, and Mendoza overrated. No, he's fine. He's probably going to be a top five overall pick. Where does the loser fall? Because the College Football Playoff Committee has yet, Hunter Yurecek and all this stuff, has been really cagey about this. If they haven't come out and flat out said yay or nay to whether or not they're going to punish conference championship losers. Because remember last year, that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Because in the final rankings, it's either three Penn State, four Texas, or flip that around. I can't remember which was in the final rankings. And finally, there were three or four, but they got knocked out because of the, you know, the whole conference championship thing. So Boise State and Arizona State bumped up there. So if Indiana loses, is it still two? And even if it gets destroyed, is it still two? If Ohio State loses, is it still two? Like, how far does this lose? And this is kind of a sucky part about this whole process. They're not telling us anything because they want to give themselves an out in case Alabama gets destroyed and BYU beats Texas Tech. They want to be able to have a different ways to do this. But if they go by their precedent of last year, this game is a true exhibition, because fine, whatever, if you're the one or the two, actually being the two might be better if you're missing Notre Dame.
Pete, do you look at Indiana as a true national title contender? Because I want to remind you, they are still Indiana.
There's that problem. There is the it's still Indiana part. And look, they're to win four games in the tournament or three games in the tournament, whatever they have to do, is good. You got to win back-to-back-to-back great games, and it's kind of been forgotten. They were really close to losing to Oregon and Iowa, and, you know, it's if you can't hit the curveball on the right day, then they blow you up like they did against Illinois. I'm not sold on the SEC teams, so I do think they can beat anybody in the SEC. You're still going to have to deal with Ohio State again, most likely, even if you do get through the college football thing. So, yeah, they're a contender. I think more so than an Ole Miss is, or more so than even maybe Alabama is, even if it wins the SEC championship. But we'll see. You know, like if here you go. You got the pucks on your stick, Indiana. You want to do this, beat Ohio State, win the Big Ten championship, and there's nothing illegitimate at that point. If you do that, and you're 13-0, you're the only undefeated team in college football, forget the name on the front. You're the real deal.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's a college football committee. I don't like how it feels like it's turned into like a little bit of data, and then also like what's in our gut. Like what just go there. It doesn't fully make sense to me, Pete. And even you describing the process, it's like will they take what they did last year as far as the conference title games? Will they do a new algorithm to try to make sure that a team like Alabama is certainly in? It feels like it's not right.
And the show is a disaster. The post game, Reese Davis, God bless his heart, he's legitimately good at this. He's trying, but man, you get Hunter Yurecek on there, and he can't. They need a press secretary. They need someone who can explain what they did and why, and they just can't do it. So the problem became, and Reese asked him flat out, "Why now?" You know, Alabama over Notre Dame. When to the rest of the world, the very cynical side of the world says, oh, yeah, look, of course ESPN wants Alabama and a fifth SEC team in there. So, of course, they're making this sort of happen. But the answer being like, they beat Auburn, so that was a good rivalry win. Well, okay, but go deeper. Do the work, Don. I mean, Notre Dame destroyed Stanford, which might not seem like much, except Stanford did beat Florida State, who beat Alabama. And for some reason here, everybody has forgotten how Notre Dame lost to Miami. And so head-to-head, yes, Miami should be ahead of Notre Dame, but that was 24-24 with like 65 seconds to go. Florida State beat Alabama by 14, and it took a late score just to get it to that. But all of a sudden, the Florida State win, which is by far the worst by anyone in the top 12, kind of gets blown off because, oh, the SEC, of course. And so it's just it's kind of all over the place. They should be able to put cameras in the building, put it in the room in Grapevine, because if you can't explain why your rankings are what they are and you're afraid of any blowback, well, you shouldn't be in that room.
All right, Pete, we go to the coaching rumor mill. Bob Chesney went to UCLA, didn't even end up at Penn State. Are you a believer that Penn State already has something in the bag, they just can't say it yet, or is it a crap show?
They have to. And to go for the pretentious name drop thing, I asked one time way in the day when Texas lost defensive coordinator, I think it was Will Muschamp, and asking Mack Brown, what are you going to do now? He's like, well, we're Texas. We'll find another defensive coordinator. Well, as it turned out, they did, and they stuck from then on. But anyway, same thing. You're Penn State. You're going to find a good head coach. And so either they're kind of waiting this out and kind of trying to see whether or not Manny Diaz actually beats Virginia and wins the ACC championship, or maybe Tony Elliott, or maybe one of the key assistants. But whoever it is, it's not going to be a big enough name for Penn State fans. I still think, like many others do, that James Franklin was still the right guy and they got rid of him too early. But okay, whatever. But they're still going to have their chance at throwing money at whoever they want to throw their money at and get somebody. It's going to be okay.
What'd you make of the calendar discussion around all this?
What everyone forgets, and it's kind of lost, is that theoretically, these guys are supposed to be college students and go to class. So, you kind of have to, within the confines of the university system, you kind of have to, kids have to enroll and transfer within a certain period. So there is a reason for the calendar being like it is. There's no good way of doing this. I get it. For some reason, the early signing period being now, I get it. You got to do it to get the guys into class and enrolled. It's in timing period. It just stinks that the timing is right now. But it comes down to this. Do you actually like your soon-to-be former head coach or not? Because if you're looking around the board, all these other guys are still coaching their way through their conference championships and if the college football playoff happens. I mean, John Summerall's still at, Tulane. Mike Norvell's still at Florida State. It's not just because of money, because I actually like him. If you don't like your head coach, well, then welcome to LSU, and they enjoy your time there. We want a Michigan man coaching Michigan sort of thing happening there with Ole Miss right now. So it really depends on how this all ends and with when you lose a head coach.
All right, we're going to give you 5 minutes to scream about Lane Kiffin and what a jerk he is.
I don't care. You know what? I think I've stumped for him. I've always thought he was vastly underrated as a head coach. This is the first time he's going to get a chance to really open it up, and let's see what he can do, because he was only at Tennessee for 1 year. He left to take a better job, which got lost in the discussion then, for USC, and the second he got there, they got hit with the Reggie Bush sanctions and weren't eligible for anything. So he's never really had a chance to do this. I know he rubs everyone the wrong way. He certainly rubs administrations the wrong way, but he was really good at Florida Atlantic. He was the best coach in the history of Ole Miss football, and now it's the first time he gets a superpower program that's bound by nothing. He has all the funds, all the resources, everything there to win national championships now. And let's see what he can do with this, because after everything, he's probably the best coach going, you know, outside of Cignetti. So, all right, let's see what he can do.
All right, I'm going to ask you, because I feel like every week we ask you, and every week you get a little annoyed that we ask you. With the Heisman odds here, Diego Manziel, as you've called him, is at the front of the leaderboard. Sayin's there, and then Mendoza's there as well. Out of the three of them, who ends up winning it?
Can I say none of the above? I mean, look, it's going to depend on the conference championship games. Actually, I don't know if it's going to be me, but you know, Diego Manziel will be on a lot of ballots at two or three. Jeremiah Love will be at three, maybe, on some of these. But let's say Jeremiah Smith hits an 80-yard touchdown catch in the first play and ends up with, you know, five catches for, you know, 219 yards. Remember, Devontae Smith won it based on him just destroying Florida in the SEC championship game. And it was like, okay, yeah, that's the guy. In its conference championships, Bryce Young won it based on what he did on a late drive to beat Auburn and then in the SEC championship game. So if Fernando Mendoza goes off and has, like, you know, a perfect game and beats Ohio State, Heisman over, he's got it. If Julian Sayin goes 22 of 23 and is brilliant, I think he kind of wins in a, you know, kind of Julian Toretta sort of way. I think he wins it in a Gino Toretta type of thing, best player on the best team, even though he's not the best player, and I think Caleb Downs should get that. But anyway, long-winded way of saying, I don't know. I've got a ballot. I'm supposed to vote for this thing. I'm not supposed to say what my ballot's going to be, and I can honestly do that because I still have zero clue what those top three are going to be.
All right, can we buy that vote from you for Jerlyn
Chance? Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I am absolutely for sale. I can be absolutely bought by your team. If you want me to vote for your guy, I can be had for like a 6-inch sub, you know, deal, you know, with fries and a large drink. I'm good. I'm easy.
A medium drink. That's my final offer, Pete.
All right, we'll discuss. We'll work on that. Pete, maybe a 2 spot for that.
You're the best, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Pete.
There you go.
Pete Futek, College Football News on the Fan Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.